Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 41, Ways Social Proof Can Get You Attorney Clients. My name is Pat Iyer, and welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. In LNP 40, our prior episode, David Perdue discussed the ways that you can use the power of stories and testimonials for getting clients. It isn't often that I get to talk about Greek history, which was one of my favorite subjects in college. I enjoyed it so much because the professor made the history come alive by telling us stories about ancient Greece. Aristotle is the father of three terms of persuasion: ethos, pathos, and logos. The Greek terms may be unfamiliar to you, but I'll bet you know these concepts by other names. Ethos, pathos, and logos make up some of the most commonly used methods of persuasion. Are you using these concepts in your marketing? Ethos involves selling yourself. You establish your credibility by detailing your clinical experience, your certifications, and your client base. You demonstrate your credibility by sharing your knowledge when you meet with clients to discuss cases, or create content for books, articles, and blogs. You use ethos when you stress your character, your credibility, or your authority. Or you may be on the witness stand and persuasively arguing to make your point. Use testimonials to establish your credibility. They're more believable when they're in writing, and even more believable than written ones are video ones. Also, it's helpful when the testimonial comes from a person with authority or a good character and reputation. In that case, you're borrowing credibility from other people. Pathos involves swaying people by emotions. You share stories, such as closed cases that you have worked on or others have worked on. You demonstrate how the legal nurse consultant made a difference. You share a poignant story or a case and draw out the lessons learned. Pathos appeals to emotions. Use a story or an analogy or something that has emotion in it. The story will tug at people's heartstrings. David Perdue did a great job of defining the role of stories in our Legal Nurse Podcast 40, called The Amazing Power of Stories for Capturing Clients. Logos involves solid reasoning. That's the third element. After ethos and pathos comes logos. We're not talking about your branding symbol that you might use on a letterhead or on your website. That's a logo. I'm talking about logos. Logos encompasses using statistics or logic or reasoning to lead the reader to the conclusion that you desire. Legal nurse consultants who don't use ethos or social proof to gain new customers are overlooking an important marketing technique. Social proof is also referred to as informational social influence. It is the concept that people will conform to the actions of others under the assumption that those actions are reflective of the correct behavior. There are several ways to demonstrate you have earned social proof. First of all, video testimonials, which I mentioned a minute ago, are an important element of social proof. They're a big component of sharing information that will reassure your client or prospect. Include testimonials on your website and in your marketing materials. You can get video testimonials from satisfied clients. The most credible testimonies consist of footage that you obtain with a high-resolution pocket video camera or an iPhone or other similar smartphone that takes video. Ask the attorney's permission to capture a video testimonial and then place it on your website. Make sure the testimonial is brief, to the point, and has good sound. Yes, you really can get video testimonials this way. I've done it at attorney conferences. I recommend finding a quiet spot as possible and making sure that you use an external microphone with your camera or smartphone. And make sure the microphone is turned on. I once captured three beautiful testimonials from three different attorneys, and not a word was audible because I didn't turn on the on switch. Not one of my finest hours. The second most credible testimonial is in written form, and that consists of letters or emails that you receive from an attorney who praises your services. You may get an email from an attorney that says, "You did a great job. If it hadn't been for you, I don't know that I would have been able to make it to this figure on this case." Request the attorney to give you permission to use this quote. These testimonials show that somebody appreciates your work, and it also makes you a trustworthy individual or company to work with. I have found that I've had much higher success having an attorney say yes to a testimonial than asking an attorney for a testimonial on a case that's not already voluntarily given. In other words, it's harder to go back to an attorney at the end of the case and say, "Would you write me a testimonial?" You'll get people who will say yes, but they may not follow through. It's much easier to take one that's given to you spontaneously and then get permission. The least credible testimonial does not use a name or uses a first name only, such as, "LNC Inc. is a wonderful service. I highly recommend them. A.H. from Denver." The Federal Trade Commission has focused on this type of testimonial and wants to be sure that people using testimonials are able to back up their claims. Those types of testimonials raise a lot of skepticism because there are people who have abused them and, frankly, made them up. Never make up a testimonial. Always strive to get permission to use the attorney's full name and location. How do you get testimonials? Let's go into this a little bit deeper. You ask. Get over your hesitation. I have found that attorneys are quite willing to share testimonials, but you do have to follow through. After you've completed a case or a phase of the case, ask the client to give you a testimonial or fill out a feedback form. Here are some more tips on getting testimonials. To begin, look through your email inbox and in your snail mail files. Have you ever received a thank you card or an email from a client that said you did a great job? You don't have to copy the entire letter, but find a sentence or two that is most compelling. Then copy and paste it into a special file called Social Proof or Testimonials. You probably have more of these comments than you realize. If you can't find any, simply write to 3 to 5 of your clients. Pick the best ones. Tell them you're developing a new brochure or website. Then ask if they would mind saying a few nice words about you. You'd be surprised at how many people are never asked to do so. But provided you have given great service in the past, would be happy to help you out in this way. You can then use these comments in your emails, on your website or blog, in direct mail pieces, and in other situations in which you're hoping to promote your business. I have a page on LNC Academy that consists of testimonials from satisfied attorneys. Go to lncacademy.com/about Pat Iyer. And in that tab, you will see, as you scroll down, examples of testimonials that I have received from attorneys. These are written testimonials, and I also have video testimonials on my YouTube channel. I have examples of testimonials on my YouTube channel, which is Legal Nurse Business. One of the playlists is called Pat Iyer Testimonials. There's some examples of testimonials that I have received from attorneys, and there are also a few attorney testimonials in MedLeague Support Services, which is another playlist that is on my Legal Nurse Business channel. And the good news is that people respond in predictable ways when they see that others, especially those that they've heard of and or trust as professionals in their own field, have used and are happy with your services, they'll be much more likely to try you out for themselves. In a related product that goes along with the topic that David Perdue and I covered in these last two segments, we can offer you some free storytelling templates. Does your content grab the attention of your prospective buyers as fast as possible? These free templates fix that. Stories sell. Your customers and your readers crave interaction with you, and true, genuine stories allow them to connect on a more personal level. That's how you build the know, like, and trust factor that I talked about earlier. I bet these thoughts run through your head, such as, I don't have any stories. Nothing interesting happens to me. Oh, that's not true of nurses. Why would anyone want to hear my story? I don't know what makes a good story. Storytelling is never a natural talent. Everyone must practice and be trained in this skill to become good storytellers. First, you have to understand what a good storyteller is, and there's a process behind telling persuasive and entertaining stories. These free storytelling templates can help. You can use these to create blogs, to create video tips, lots of purposes. Get them at this link, http://nams.ws/lnc. That's http://nams.ws/lnc. And be sure to check out the webinars and teleseminars and courses and books at LegalNurseBusiness.com. This is where you can go to expand your LNC skills with our resources. Explore coaching with me at LNCAcademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, invest in the monthly webinars at LNCCEU.com for two webinars each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. Thanks for staying with me for this episode and learning about the use of social proof and testimonials. Go out and collect them. And I will talk to you next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.